Well, Chicago's annual Pride Parade is Sunday. It's a vibrant, joyful celebration of the queer community. And this year, officials expect about a million people to show up. WBEZ's Alyssa Eads talked with some people who are gearing up for the event about what it means to them.
To talk to Chicagoans about Pride, I went to the heart of where the parade kicks off. Boys Town.
This is Belmont.
This neighborhood is known as one of the oldest LGBTQ communities in the country, and right now it's covered in rainbows. I walked down Halsted Street on the city's north side and into a local Tex-Mex bar where I met this guy.
My name is Alan Kramer. I'm 27 years old. I will say 27. And I'm a server and full-time drag queen as well.
Are you from Chicago?
No, I actually have only been here for 4 months. I moved here from Mississippi.
This is going to be your first
Pride ever. I'm so excited.
Kramer says he came from Mississippi to Chicago so he could be authentically himself and be around other people who are also being themselves. He says he thinks the Pride Parade will be an even bigger expression of that.
I can only imagine it's going to be wall-to-wall with everyone just being their authentic self, celebrating Pride, enjoying the parade, enjoying the entertainers, the music, just living their authentic lives. It's going to be crazy from what I've heard.
Kramer says he's most excited for the drag shows at all the bars.
Sidetrack, Berlin, Roscoe's, Progress, Hydrate, Replay, all of them, Scarlet, they're all doing something different and grand, and like, I can't wait till Sunday when I have the opportunity to enjoy it, to hit up as many as I can.
Yeah. What's your drag name?
I'm Caramel DeVille.
Caramel DeVille.
Like Cruella, just sweeter and a little hairier. I wear a beard when I do it, so.
At Pride, there'll be drag, there'll be floats, there'll be lots of colors. Chicagoan Juette Jackson lives in the neighborhood and has been coming for years. She loves the whole vibe.
The laughter, the music, the dance. Oh, just everything about it is just terrific.
Jackson has family who are gay, and she considers herself an ally.
They have the same desires, and so they should be treated like human beings and be proud of who they are.
This year, the city's mayor, Lori Lightfoot, will lead the parade with her wife and daughter as the parade's grand marshal. Jackson says she feels like that says a lot about the city.
It means that Chicago can accept all diversity. It doesn't matter who they love or where they live. In order to make any city a great city, you have to involve everybody.
One place where that spirit of inclusion is especially present is at the Center on Halsted. It's a queer community organization, and it's where I met Lucy Alexandra Wolms. She's 18, she's trans, and she's homeless because, she says, her parents don't accept her.
Family is not whose DNA you share. It's the people who care about you the most. That's a family.
At the center, Wolms is decked out in plastic beads and jewelry, a rainbow trucker hat, and a trans flag. I asked her favorite part of the parade.
For me, it's kind of weird, but my favorite part is like seeing the protesters, because it's like there's like only a couple, and then they're like, and then you see everybody else, and it's like they're kind of outnumbered here.
That resistance is powerful to Wolms. And of course, this speaks directly to the history of Pride parades, which started in 1969 with the Stonewall Uprising in New York. There, trans women of color led violent demonstrations after a police raid. Mariah Emerson works at the Center on Halsted, and she says now, 50 years later, Pride continues to shift.
I think that you see adoption of new flags in black and brown and the Pride flag and usage of the bi flag and the trans flag. And I love seeing all of the inclusion. It makes me feel like the spaces are a lot more safe.
She says this year's parade is about recognizing and celebrating that intersectionality.
To have a space and a time and a parade and a community that allows you to just be you and is always willing to learn and grow, I think that's very impactful and important.
Alyssa Eads, WBEZ News.